Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We continued to say more positive things to ourselves about ourselves, which meant we started attracting those same things because the law of attraction is real.
It is. And I think that too, once you do that and you have that law of attraction and you have the healthy comparison, that will boost your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That will put you in a direction where you feel better about yourself because you know where you're going.
Yeah.
And you've thought it through and you're on that right path, right? And with your journey. I just think that confidence is just so key in it.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk Experience family? This is Darnell Self. And Tracy Self, we are honored to be back here for another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. If you're new to the Self-Talk podcast, we do this in seasons. Mm-hmm. So 3 months on, 3 months off, 3 months on, 3 months off. And it really gives everyone an opportunity to practice what it is that they're learning here with the Self-Talk Experience, how to say better things to themselves, because we firmly believe and have found to be true for us that the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract and even who we attract for ourselves. So again, welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience.
Yes. What do you want to talk about today?
So today, I wanted to talk about making sure that the wins and the losses that we have defined, we're defining based on how we define success and not how we believe others have defined success for us or in comparison to others.
So like worrying about what other people think about you or think about what you're doing?
Yeah, but more so on the levels of success, because they all define success differently, right?
Right,
so there's
true.
Levels to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you could be in a room with someone who makes $10 million a year and you felt like you were successful at $100,000 until you were around them. And then perhaps you started to think, well, I'm not that successful. Well, if you thought you were successful before comparing, why wouldn't you think you were successful? Period.
Right. But how do you stop the mind and the self-talk from going in that direction? Because that's hard. Because comparison is, I don't want to say natural, but sometimes in your mind, it's unavoidable. It just kind of comes naturally to feel that way.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Not that it's right or wrong, but sometimes you can't even catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking, I wish I was that father along. Why am I not that father along? And you start to question yourself, which sometimes could be good because it can make you self-reflect and say, oh, I know exactly why I'm not there. And it pushes you along the right path. But usually it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I agree. I think, one, you're right. It's natural to see what other people have achieved and start thinking to yourself, man, I wish I could have that. I wish I could do that. I wish I could provide like that. I wish I could go there.
Right.
So those are all natural things. The key is to make sure that you are clear on how you define success so that when you enter a room and other people have different definitions, it does not blur the lines, even though you may have expanded your dream space because you're around those people, right. Even though you may desire more. Now, those are all good things, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you have exposure, you start to, some of the exposure you get, you didn't even know certain things existed.
Right.
So it's good because it stretches you, stretches your dream, stretches your mind. So nothing wrong to desire more.
Right. It's true, because if you think about it, maybe if you're on your weight loss journey, right, and maybe you started off at a certain weight and you're at the gym and you see a lot of people who are smaller than you or in better shape than you are. But for you, because you were even at an unhealthier place, or maybe not the size you wanted to be, that was a larger size, you still feel successful, even though you see people that are maybe at a higher rate of achievement than you are. Mm-hmm. In that moment, you still feel successful because you know what you used to have. So maybe sometimes if we think about it that way,
yep,
it would change your thought process a little bit.
Yeah, so that's the first tip. The first tip is, you're absolutely right, is to think about progression.
Right, yeah.
Right, so typically there are small wins before you get to the big win.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lose a pound before you lose 10. Sometimes people jump up and they're like, oh my gosh, I lost 3 pounds. But typically there's some progression.
Yeah.
Right? And so like maybe you didn't stand on the scale, so you didn't even realize that you were progressing. And so you could, your body could be in a state where it's starting to burn more before it actually shows up on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, the self-talk here is being grateful, being thankful, mm-hmm. Being clear with how you define success, because I may define success with peace of mind, not having to worry.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So like all my bills are paid, I'm not worried about anything. And someone else says, man, that's definitely not success for me. You know, I need to drive a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Rolls. And this other person thought to themselves, man, I just got my first house. Mm-hmm. I got a nice car and I'm feeling good about myself, until they allow someone else to define what success was. And then when that person says, oh man, you don't have the such and such yet.
Wow.
And then you start feeling some kind of way about yourself. And our job here at the Self-Talk Experience is to encourage you to continue to say positive things to yourself about yourself. Like, what's the story you're telling yourself? Are you saying, I can't believe I don't have that? Or are you saying, I'm so thankful that I do have this, right? And I'm not saying settle. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying settle. What I'm saying is be grateful for where you are as you continue to move forward in the pursuit of having more.
That's, to me, that has a lot to do with confidence. Right? Because if you're confident in who you are and where you're going and what you have, you can kind of put your blinders on a little bit to that. But to equip yourself to be confident takes a lot of positive self-talk and a lot of personal development, in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have that confidence, most of the time you don't really worry about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just thinking about what your next move is and where you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So working on your confidence is going to be key.
I think so. Yeah.
So listen, guys, when we're talking about comparison, it is something that will cause you to sometimes make decisions that aren't healthiest for us long term, mm-hmm. because we get anxious and we feel like we want to shortcut our way to whatever it is, the fitness goal, the financial goal, whatever it is.
Right.
And it's not always best for us, but it only because, again, we feel like I'm going to get here.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Typically, because we're comparing ourselves to somebody else.
Yeah, but there are some moments where I alluded to it in the beginning, where comparison can also put you on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're comparing yourself, sometimes if you're not where you want to be or you don't have what you want to have and what you define as success, you sometimes in comparison really can take a hard look in the mirror. And you are comparing, you're saying, well, you know what? I know why I don't have it. I know why I can't go there. I know why, because I'm looking at myself and I'm not doing the things I know I need to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're comparing yourself, but then you have to take a step back and say, I'm comparing myself to this person, but I've seen this person for the last 5 years do something consistently when I haven't started doing something consistently.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like it can be almost a positive. It's negative self-talk, but it can push you into a positive direction and take a look and say, you know what? I can do it. Why am I not doing it? And then you can think about that and
right.
push you in the right direction.
Yeah, but guess what? What you're saying, you're spot on, but think about what you just said to yourself. Because it would be negative if you said, I can't believe they get to, I can't believe they mm-hmm. have this.
Mm-hmm.
But what you just said is, hey, look, you use it as inspiration.
Right.
Right? And accountability.
Right.
Because they were consistent at doing something. You looked in the mirror and acknowledged that, hey, I was not. And so now the self-talk is, I'm so glad I'm finally acknowledging.
That's good.
Where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And such and such, whoever the healthy comparison is,
right.
Is such an inspiration. And I know exactly what I need to do to duplicate mm-hmm. their activities to get their similar results.
Or ask advice. We
yeah.
talked about that before too.
Yeah.
If it's the right person and you know that they have what you want, sometimes you can ask for advice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or it's, and oftentimes you may not be able, it might not be a tangible person, but you can still follow their journey
mm-hmm.
and watch them
yeah.
more closely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the late great Jim Rohn used to always say, don't ask for less problems, ask for more solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, we could easily focus on the problem, which is, this is my current situation.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can also be inspired by someone else who's found a solution and either be coached by them. Maybe they share some ideas
mm-hmm.
because they've already walked that walk. And that's the reason why you and I decided to do the self-talk experience, is because we went through so many ups and downs and so much of a emotional roller coaster, where we had to learn in the down seasons, if you will, how to continue to still say positive things to ourselves
right.
about ourselves, even though we weren't at a place yet
right.
where it was a huge celebration. We learned to be celebratory of the progress, even when things seemed tough, because, you know, the situation, yes, we were in it, but it didn't have to be in us.
Right.
So
right.
we continued to say more positive things
yeah.
to ourselves about ourselves, which meant we started attracting those same things, because the law of attraction is real.
It is. And I think that too, once you do that and you have that law of attraction and you have the healthy comparison, that will boost your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That will put you in a direction where you feel better about yourself, because you know where you're going.
Yeah.
And you've thought it through and you're on that right path, right? And with
yeah.
your journey. I just think that confidence is just so key in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the confidence comes from us trusting ourselves. When you trust yourself, you start to know, look, I know I am that girl. I am that guy. I am that person. I am that leader.
Yeah.
And how do you get to that place? By checking boxes, getting small wins,
mm-hmm.
doing what you said you would do to yourself. You're not even, forget everybody else.
Right.
It's like, look, I said I'm going to do this today. I said I'm going to do 10 jumping jacks. I said I was going to make this call. It doesn't have to be lofty. And this is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't, you know what I mean? Because sometimes we look at what other people have done and we immediately attempt to do what they've done, but we haven't done the foundational
you
thing first.
Jump.
Right, exactly.
All the way up.
So we end up failing, if you will.
Yes.
And then we lose confidence.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And we think, I can never do
that.
It. I'll never, right? Because we tried to run 2 miles before we tried to walk.
Yes.
You know what I mean? A half a mile.
Right.
And so that's what I would recommend. You're absolutely right. One, boost your confidence. But boost your confidence by getting some small wins under your belt, setting some things up that you say you're going to do and actually do those things. Even if they're really small things, because you consistently do them, it boosts your confidence. You start trusting yourself and like, look, everything I say I'm going to do, I actually do.
Yes.
And now the next thing you say you do is going to be a little bit of a stretch.
Because you trust now.
Because you trust yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you trust yourself. So I'm just, you know, we didn't have social media when we first started our business. So I didn't really have anything to compare myself to. I didn't know people were taking trips, as you always said, you know, except the people that were close to us. Okay. Okay. Did you ever even have MySpace?
I've never had MySpace. I've never even had Facebook.
Okay.
So you know I didn't have MySpace. So.
Okay. All right. So,
social media was not out. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yes, I couldn't compare myself to that. It was just like, you know, it had to be my neighbors or people I went to school with. But I couldn't.
In
today's world, though, is tougher because you can use it as inspiration. But a lot of people, they're scrolling, and all they're seeing is what other people are doing, and they don't know the work that goes in. I mean, you know, all the work, even today. How everything was backed up because our flight was slightly delayed. It just backed up all my appointments and you know, still working late at night to get things done. And I think sometimes people see the results. And like you said, they haven't built up yet the confidence necessary to get those similar results. And I think that's a great start.
Yes. And sidebar about social media. Also, people are falsely inspired because everything isn't always what it looks like.
Mm.
And we didn't have that in the beginning of our business either.
Yeah, that's right? So true. That's so true. So even if people were renting things, like renting cars to look like
we didn't know either way.
Man.
You know?
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So listen, one, do your best not to compare unless you're using it as inspiration to dream bigger, think bigger. And to perhaps mimic some of the activities so you can get similar results, but don't use it to make yourself feel small.
Right.
Don't use it to make the goals that you have achieved seem small when they could be huge to you, because that was you worked harder to get to what was less than what they currently have, but where you started, you traveled further to get to that place.
Yeah.
And so you may have actually done more. Like you may have lost 40 pounds. They only lost 10, but they were already, you know, small. They were already at less body fat.
Sure.
So you may have actually done more. So what you've accomplished is actually greater. And that's what
we're
saying.
That's a good
the story
point.
You're telling yourself about yourself is key in that. You know, not comparing yourself to make yourself feel small, but comparing yourself, if necessary, to be inspired to go after bigger goals.
I agree.
All right, guys. So remember, watch the things you're saying to yourself, because the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually will determine what we attract for ourselves.
And if you believe you're successful, you are.
That's where it starts. Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.